chant purely, to chant properly, we need proper knowledge. So we need the association of pure devotees, even though the Kali Yuga Dharma is chanting. We need to understand the scriptures with proper knowledge through the proper devotee, because we may not know the proper conclusion of the scriptures. We may end up with different material desires or some misconceptions if we do not have proper knowledge and import, which is Sambandha Jnana. Srila Prabhupada, in 1967, you will see in the very, very early days, he called Haigriva Prabhu and told him to make a drama which should be shown to all the devotees. So Prabhupada said the first scene in the drama should be Kaliraj and his wife, which is personified sin. And Prabhupada said, when this Kaliraj is trying to create a big menace in the age of Kali Yuga by infiltrating and creating all bad qualities, at that time he said, you should show Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates very beautifully dancing and singing the holy name, moving around everywhere and saving the people from the clutches of Kaliraj and sinful activities. How the sinful activities are destroyed, Kaliraj becomes weakened, and how everybody in Kali Yuga who is sleeping in the lap of witch of Maya, they are waking up and they are becoming followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the first scene, and that is made possible by chanting of the holy name. And second scene, Prabhupada said, you show the rasa dance of Krishna and the gopis, which is the ultimate abode that is to be obtained by every jiva. And there is a eternal dance that's going on in spiritual world, which is most joyful. And third scene, Prabhupada said, Krishna should say that, oh my dear gopis, there is no one greater than you in pure devotional service. Because you have worshipped me with such pure loving devotion, my heart is sold out to you, and I cannot repay back for all the bhakti that you have done for me. Like that, Krishna should feel extremely tender at heart, unable to repay for the dedicated, committed devotion service performed by his devotees, the supreme devotees, gopis. And then Krishna says, so in order to taste your, my own bhakti in the way that you all are experiencing, I will become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada said, that will be the fourth scene. And he said, how when Nima is born, all the... Then Prabhupada said, show the smartha brahmanas who are strict, brahmanas who follow rigidly rules and regulations but who do not have any understanding of the process of bhakti. You show that in Navadvip. And how they are all chanting different names of Krishna, Govinda, Gopala, Pundrikaksha, such names in the river, in the Ganges, while taking bath during the eclipse. In this way, how Lord Chaitanya enters into this world like a beautiful moon rising from the ocean. He said in the same manner Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making all the, even the those people who wouldn't ever chant the holy name, making them chant the holy name. And then how the child Nimai, even as a small child, made everybody chant the holy name. And then Prabhupada said, and it's very important to show the Kazi breaking the mridangam. Kol Banga Danga, there is a place now, which is our Shiva Thakur's home. How there was always the holy name would ring in every home, every place, but this Kazi came and broke the mridangam. And how Nimai Pandit met him and again reinstated the chanting of the holy name in all the homes of Navadvip without any compromise. And Prabhupada said, then you should show the next scene of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took shelter of Isharapuri and came back, and he was constantly crying, chanting the holy name, searching for Krishna, always. And how he took sannyas, and how he went to, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and how he was brought back to Shantipur, and how Sachimata cried, and how he took sannyas again in search for Krishna, chanting the holy name. And Prabhupada said, then when you should show Mahaprabhu's life in Jagannath Puri. All day long he would discuss about the path of bhakti, the science of bhakti yoga. And the evening time he would chant and dance with his devotees in Puri. And the whole night he would be awake crying for Krishna, and Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar would pacify him with the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and many sweet poetry in glorification of Krishna and his pastimes and Braj. In this way Mahaprabhu spent all day in fond remembrance of Krishna, either discussing Krishna with loving devotees or chanting and dancing or feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna at night. And Prabhupada said, you should show this. This is the state of consciousness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada said, then you should show about all the associates of Mahaprabhu. He said, Rupa Goswami was, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were pulled into ministerial posts. They were not less than 50 or 60, Prabhupada said. But Mahaprabhu called them and removed them from ministerial posts and engaged them in full swing propagating the holy name by sending them to Vrindavan and establishing all the facilities for chanting the holy name. So, in this way, Prabhupada was propagating these things even in 1967, in the very, very early days. These are the type of dramas that Prabhupada wanted devotees to put. Because any type of teaching or training would be considered headless or incomplete without emphasis on the chanting of the holy name. Because when we talk about Sampanna Jnana, the Vedas are very vast and oceanic, and their meanings are very grave and deep. And nobody can ever come to any conclusion by studying the scriptures on one's own endeavor. It's like going to a medical shop and trying to pick up whatever medicines you want on your own. We need a doctor to prescribe. So, the vast Vedic literature is summarized under three headings, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana, which gives the quintessence of the entire vast philosophy that Vedas speak. Otherwise, every preacher, every person who has some knowledge may go in different directions and talk so many things. There is no end. Even within the realm of Vedic literature, there is oceanic information to be spoken. That is why the purpose of the association that is mentioned here is Sambandha Jnana between Krishna, Maya and Jiva. And how the Supreme Truth is Krishna, who is Swarat, who is Abhijna, one who stands supreme, and how Maya is also one of his energies, like as much as cloud is the energy of the sun, and how the Jiva is blinded by the cloud of Maya, which can never cover the sun, but which covers the vision of the Jiva, and how the Jiva's suffering can come to a point of full stop when the Jiva wakes up to the chanting of the holy name. So, if this conclusion is not very strongly emphasized, people will not increase their rounds. Sometimes, we see preachers saying that Prabhu boys are very intelligent. They understand everything. Only thing is they don't increase their rounds. This is not acceptable. Real intelligence means to increase the rounds. Because somebody may say that I know the knowledge, they may be actually hovering on a mental or intellectual platform. And real preaching means to bring people to increasing the chanting of the holy name and committing themselves. And that real commitment actually only can really cleanse the heart. That is why the purpose of feeding Sambandha Jnana is to wake up the jivas to come to the point of committing themselves for a fixed rounds of chanting and increasing the rounds to a point as described in the parampara. And do the chanting also with great sincerity and intensity. Because somebody may say, I chant 16 rounds, but what is the quality of our chanting? And the knowledge should be received in such a way that it will make our chanting more serious and more sincere, and that we will be able to approach the Lord very easily. Otherwise, there is so much knowledge for titillating our intellect, for satisfying our mind, for keeping us going with fun. So the real knowledge is actually that knowledge. That is the reason in 1967, Prabhupada is speaking to Haigriva Prabhu. You will see in the Prabhupada conversation, very first few pages, you will see. Prabhupada is talking. Because Prabhupada is determined to give firm faith in the chanting of the holy name, even to the Americans, way back in 1967. Prabhupada did not distract himself with talking on too many other side things. He directly got to the point. This is the real food for the jiva, the chanting of the holy name. So through those dramas, the main emphasis was importance of the power of the holy name, so that people can receive the holy name and cleanse their heart, and then everything else can be given to them. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble